Metro commuters, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry. That's a beautiful shot of the changing colors of fall. I am remote. I am not in the studio, but I want to bring you the show every weekday. So here we are. I'm on holiday with my family, and we're having a blast. As you can see behind me, we got a whole bunch of stuff. Throwing another shrimp on the Barbie right there. So yeah, we're out camping, but I wanted to bring you the show, and thank you for my family for allowing me to do that. As we try to get into more of the short programming, I'm thinking about making a short show for that people can listen to on the car ride. Maybe as we go into like Spotify and Apple, as we get listed on there, we will have more of a condensed version, and then we'll have a long form fun in studio one. So we can have our fun there. But I did put a show together for you guys, for you at home, or watching wherever you may be. And we can also have some fun too. I still got some fun stuff here. We can check in on Bigfoot. There's Bigfoot and Carrie. Still roaming around. But I am going to bring you a show. WGN TV and local newspapers covered this. Elementary school staff credited with saving driver's life after medical emergency. This was a crash at Three Oaks School. You can see the Cary Fire Department on scene there. That happened and had a medical emergency which caused them to crash. And the quick thinking of the school nurse performed CPR and is credited with a life save. So thank you to them. They're some of the best people you want on scene of an incident is the Cary Fire Department, Police Department, and local nurse staff there. So thank you very much for that. Cary Grove High School Booster Club, it's our last regular season home game this week. Come join us for the concession stand for an hour. Promise it'll be warm. They're looking for volunteers for the concession stand. I always love those fall games. Getting a little cold out. Great memories with that. Cary Grove Trojan Tennis, a bit late with this season. Team Cup competition ended a couple of weeks ago with an epic giant Jenga game on the tennis courts that looked like fun. Wouldn't have it any other way. The Dogs, congratulations to them. Cary Junior Trojans, this was back in September 23rd, but I wanted to give a shout out to them because they placed very high and looks like That's a team right there. So if you see on the screen, they placed it, you know, first place, second place, bid the state, qualifying score to state. It's insane. Congratulations to all those and their parents for doing that. That great accomplishment. Briargate Upcycle Art Club. That looks like fun. They're taking things that would normally be thrown in the bin and making art. Three Oaks School has a referendum going out that will improve security for the District 26, and they also vow that it won't raise taxes. Three Oaks School posted this. It'll include security cameras, exterior lighting, sidewalk repair, chalkboards, replacing chalkboards to the dry erase board. I remember having to bang the chalk erasers out, and then I thought it was luxury. We got this one like chalk vacuum thing to where you put the eraser over the vacuum and it would clean it, but that was good times. An excuse to get out of class to go have some fun cleaning chalk erasers. New signage, door replacement, security upgrades, and painting of the interior. They have a referendum meetings, listening and question sessions. I've been to the first two there on the 3rd and 18th. The ones coming up are October 21st and October 30th. at the Cary Public Library. The superintendent's very involved with the children and the staff and the community, so he will be there answering questions you may have, and bring your questions. Very informative meetings to make an educated vote, pun intended. A staple in Cary for over 40 years. I wanted to give a shout out to some of the best of the Fox that got released. Best Burger and Bloody Mary. Neighborhood bars, taverns, pubs. So congratulations to the Tracks in Cary. Cary Dairy also placed with a Best of the Fox award. Cary Apothecary, right next to Cary Dairy, they have a pumpkins and pies event Sunday, October 27th, 3 to 5 p.m. That looks like it's going to be fun. Some pumpkin painting and create your own. Check them out. I buy my soap from them, and they have a whole bunch of stuff. We buy our baby soap too. They have a whole bunch of no funny business going on in their no funny business ingredients in their products. So that's good to see. I look in ingredients lists all the time now. Cary Park District posted thank you, Durex Industries. September 12th, they had volunteers to help the maintenance department for a work day at Hoffman Park. Thank you to the team out there. And then Cary Park District also, they have a, does your child love strategy and critical thinking? They have a club for them. If you have a child 5 to 13 years old, Monday, November 4th through the December 16th at the Grand Oaks Recreation Center. So that looks like it's very, I love critical thinking. That's one of the biggest, I'm a sucker for buying books for my kids for problem solving and critical thinking. I think that translates into every subject. Cary Area Public Library, early voting is open at the library and also a handful of other places. So lock in your vote. Whoever you're voting for, just get in there and vote. Make your voice heard. This came courtesy of the Cary Grove Chamber of Commerce. The St. Barnabas Lutheran Church has Trunk or Treat this Saturday, October 26th, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. This was in the Northwest Herald. Pumpkins for Pigs organizer claims to collect over 1,000 pumpkins this year. This was done locally, so you can find them on Facebook. And if you want to have your pumpkin upcycled into feed for pigs, reach out to them on Facebook. This was very successful last year. I looked into their Facebook, and it was it's fun to see those hogs going to town. And then ending with a nostalgia eBay post with some research. Old matchbook cover from Bolair Lanes off of 14 in Cary. See on the matchbook there, it says bowling at its best, and it says AMF pin spotter. So back in the day, they used to have people actually back there setting up pins, and then it was a big deal to have mechanical lanes that would do it automatically. And then I found, this was the other side, right down your alley. And then this is where it was. It's Refreshed Furnishings right now, which is a fun place to go in and shop with, you know, for the holidays and for any time. It's a local business. And this used to be a bowling alley. The more you know. I got to get that old NBC public service announcement sound effect for the more you know. But this is, I thought that was cool. You'd be able to drive by and never look at it the same way again. We need a bowling alley in Cary, huh? Yeah, so that's what I got for you. Wish you guys could join me out here. This is nice, and I treat you guys as my family as well, so always wanting to get a show out and to say hi to everybody. So thank you for joining me at home. And it was fun checking on Bigfoot and talking about current events. But we will see you tomorrow for Voices Carry. Thank you again. Have a good night.
Counting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you. Phillips, we don't like being blown up, Sid, or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Play nice.